Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Let's Talk Kashrus. Today we are joined by Rabbi Shalom Fishbein, Kashrus Administrator of the Chicago Rabbinical Council and Executive Director of ACCO, the Association of Kashrus Organizations. Thank you, Rabbi Fishbein, for being here.
Pleasure.
We've spoken in prior conversations about the kashrus of foods that we put into our mouth. There are items, though, that we put into our mouths that are not food items, and some of them taste good. And one of the common questions that we've gotten at the Kashrus Awareness Project is, do these items, most commonly toothpaste and mouthwash, do they need a hashgacha? And how could a consumer at home know what is and what isn't acceptable?
Wow, yes, great question. And like you said, it goes down to the question, is it food? So it's a big machlokes of a poskim, if how you identify food. Is it something that you would serve to somebody, which hopefully you're not serving mouthwash and toothpaste to your guest, maybe Purim, I don't know. Or is it something that goes in your mouth and you swallow? And they definitely know you're swallowing it. You know why? That's why they're making it taste so good, because they want you to keep buying it more and more. So they understand that you're swallowing. There's a legitimate machlokes haposkim, and if your rav says that we don't consider mouthwash and toothpaste achila or food, you're 100% okay. So let's talk about the other poskim that say that you have to be machmer because it does go in your throat, and we'll talk about it a little bit. So the truth is, toothpaste, for example, it's a fascinating subject. What did they do before Colgate or Crest or these big companies came around? What did they do back thousands of years ago? You know what they did? They would take crushed eggshells and make a little paste out of it, because what you need is abrasion. You need to be able to take off what's on the teeth. They would also have hooves of an animal. They would crush that and make into a paste. They put it on a twig, and that's how it would brush their teeth. So we've come a long way since then.
Right, now they use baking soda, right, or something like that?
So, well, for the longest time, they used something called calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate was an abrasive. It would take it off, and it was the majority of the toothpaste. And back in the day, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, even if you have something non-kosher, and the number one thing in toothpaste and mouthwash that's non-kosher is glycerin. Now, glycerin comes from either an animal, non-kosher, or from vegetable, right? And it's about 50-50 in the market. Many of the non-food places, they actually have, let's say, the non-kosher animal glycerin in them. So there's a chance, a suffix iser daraisa. But Yaakov Kamenetsky said that as long as the majority of the product was calcium carbonate, which was innocuous, you're 100% good to go. Even if there's a small amount, that's not considered an achila, we're good to go. What happened, though, is that relatively recently, we started to notice a change. They found something else called hydrated silica, which is a sand product that does the job with much less, under 50%. Mm. And the glycerin content started becoming more and more and more and more and more. And all of a sudden, it's tasting great because glycerin is a sweet fat. Okay? Suffix or derisa. So now that changed everything. So therefore, it could be, according to those shitas that say that this could be considered a food, and you have roiv possibly of a suffix of the rice, so maybe you should be machmer. So this is what I tell people when they ask me this question. Number one is buy one with a hechsher. If you can find it with a hechsher, that's the best. The second, if you can't find it with a hechsher, look at the ingredient panel. Primarily, the way it works is that the more of an ingredient in a product, the earlier on you'll see it. So if the very first thing said, like in when you look at cereals, if you want to know what bracha to make, you know, where does it say wheat? All the way at the end, in the beginning, you know, what's the primary?
The ingredients are listed in order of the quantity.
In order of the quantity, there you go. So if glycerin is way in the front, then you have the shaila of esophagus or deraisa. If it's not there at all, that's the best. You can buy it, don't worry about it. And if it's there, but it's all the way at the end, it's going to be, usually going to be for sure under Roiv and 50%, and then you have what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said. So those are so far three examples. The first one to do is buy with a hechsher. The second one is look at the ingredient and see if there's no glycerin at all, and there are some out there from the popular brands. The third is to buy the one with the glycerin where it's at the end. And fourth, of course, as I said until now, is you can follow the paiskim, you know, speak it over with your rav, that if it's not considered a chila, then of course the shayla doesn't start. I will tell you that even those that are makel, or they hold that it's not called a chila, when it comes for Pesach, where it's aser b'mashehu, and there's things like sorbitol in there, which is many times chametz, that changes everything. So you'll find that those that may be makel during the year, but not for Pesach.
And they'll make sure to buy one with hashkacha for
with
Pesach.
With hashkacha for Pesach, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And we could always go back to the days of crushing up eggshells, and you know, that's always an option.
I think we'll stick with the contemporary mouthwash and toothpaste.
Yeah. Very good.
But thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.